It is time for Hug Nation. Dun, 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 dun. Welcome. Today the topic is facing criticism and broken shells. I came back from Burning Man this year and felt like quite the badass. I felt like I had several things that I really thought I handled well. There's some foreshadowing there in the way I'm saying those sentences. Thought I handled well. There was some camp dynamic things that I felt like I really stepped up and as a leader. And there was some relationship things where I had two lovers there that I was in the past I've had, I've done poorly with my romantic interactions on Playa, to the point that my longest relationship ever decided after a couple years that it's easier to just not go to Burning Man and let me do my thing there. And so this year I thought that I had done really well with my date night commitments and with my camp stuff, and came back from the burn feeling like, you know, I really leveled up and I'd really, you know, put on my big boy pants and I'd really honored my commitments and, you know, was feeling like I rocked it. And in the weeks that followed, I started to get some feedback and criticism and awareness of things that perhaps my perception was not in alignment and not the same as others. And maybe things that I thought had went well did not go well. Maybe things that I thought I had fixed, I had not. And times when I thought I had, when I was oblivious to times when I had hurt feelings or neglected people who thought that I should have been more attentive. And that was a bummer to learn that that I ain't as good as you think you is. And I wrote something online about how I've been facing some criticism, and a lot of people respond by saying, like, you know, fuck the haters, screw that, you know, who cares what they think. And I think there's an element to that that I think is important. But there's also, it's important to listen to criticism, especially when it's delivered without anger, when it's delivered as an attempt to, you know, out of love. I think that there's something that I'm learning as I grow older, wiser, more aware of my flaws and others' flaws, that there is a profound respect and love that goes into sharing things that people don't want to hear. Of course, there has to be tact, and of course, you can't deliver painful information as a way to try to hurt people, but it's kind of like, you know, the minute I see that someone's got spinach in their teeth, I say it immediately, because I know that even though there's going to be a fraction moment of embarrassment, that person would want to know that. And if I care about them enough, I'm going to tell them. Now, spinach is a momentary frustration or embarrassment. Some of the things that I heard stung a little more. I heard things like, what did someone say? Now I know what people meant when they say that you're selfish. Or I've heard people say that they really like John, but Halcyon not so much. And that hurt especially more, because now I'm like, oh, not only is this person giving me this feedback, they're also giving me feedback that there is this network of people who are criticizing me or disappointed in me. And another friend, you know, when I told them that I was frustrated with this, no one says that. They said, I always defend you when people say things about you. I was like, oh my gosh, how often is this happening? And there's a few things about this that I've been kind of trying to sit with. Part of it is the awareness that I want everyone to like me all the time. Anyone else have that tendency? And so hearing criticism, even when it's delivered from a place of care, and even if it's an opportunity for growth, it's like, so, what? There's people out there who aren't, you know, singing songs about me all day long. There's people who aren't, you know, making parades in my honor. There are people that actually have negative things to say about me. How is that possible? How can I fix that? How can I? And so part of this is just the awareness that of course there's going to be people who have criticism about me. And the more strong I am in my life, the more bold I am in my choices, hopefully the more people that dislike them. A quest for the middle, or I'm clearly not trying to be beige in the world. I'm trying to be bright and bold, and there are going to be consequences of that. Now, I don't want to, but that's why I have to listen, because some of this criticism that I got, some of these awarenesses and reflections were absolutely true. And once I saw them from the other person's perspective, my first reaction was defensiveness. My first reaction is like, my second reaction is, well, then I don't want to have anything to do with you ever. If you don't like, you know, but usually, hopefully, I can calm my jets a little bit and start to hear and start to recognize what this person isn't saying, I'm an asshole. Actually, this actually was part of the dialogue with a person. They didn't say, I said, you're basically telling me that I'm an asshole. And they said, no. I'm saying sometimes you act like an asshole. And so I was like, okay, maybe I need to own that. Maybe I need to, like, I don't want to live in fear of being an asshole, because then I'm going to be even more timid and more afraid of hurting people's feelings, even more, like, worried about what people think. In the terms of, like, no fucks given, I don't do so good. In some areas, I don't give fucks, but there's a lot of areas that I'm overly concerned with what people think and bothering people and causing people any sort of, you know, delay or frustration. Like it, and so kind of owning the fact that sometimes I'm an asshole is been helpful, while at the same time trying to minimize the way that those tendencies affect people. I do these morning I am statements to try to remind myself who I want to be every day. Because I find that if I don't do that and I just charge into my day, then the first few emails and comments that I see or news articles I read start to define who I am, and I start to get in reaction mode, and I try to be and respond and get and do and be the person that people want me to be instead of defining who I am. And so I have a list of statements, and I added one after all of the facing some of this criticism and going through a kind of realizing that I was looping in it, and I was not able to let it go, and it was kind of poking at me more often than was healthy. And so I added one that said, I am open to criticism, but I'm not responsible for what other people think. And that, I thought, gave me a way to recognize that I want to be better. I want to hear the way that I'm affecting people in negative ways, but I'm also not necessarily responsible for their negative reactions. And sometimes by choice, I'm going to do something that bothers people. You know, like the frustration with John versus Halcyon. You know, I know that there are people, like, especially at Burning Man, like, I definitely do not give attention to the people that I am closest to. I give a lot of attention to people that I'm meeting for the first time and to camp things that require attention and hosting. And in doing so, I think that there are people who are probably close to me that wonder why I'm not giving them the time of day or the attention they deserve. And I think over time, most of the people who know me well understand that that's by choice. I'm choosing my attention in that moment to be asshole-ish, perhaps, or inattentive or insensitive towards people I care about. And I think that that's something that a leader has to do at times. You know, there's a reason why in any organization, management is always resented, or people get upset by things management does, because you just can't. There's a dynamic there. Not to say that I'm managing people, but you know, like to lead, you have to make decisions sometimes that not everybody likes. And maybe I'm making excuses for my asshole behavior, but I certainly am trying to adjust my concern level to one of to soothing it, so that I can be aware of my concern but not act from a place of panicking if I hurt anybody. To be totally honest, some of this shift for me was affected by Nick's passing, and knowing that I made some decisions in terms of how I gave attention to Nick that I did by choice. I chose not to call him every day. I chose not to give him as much attention as he needed. And I had to get to a place where I was okay with that. I didn't think I did that as an asshole. I think I did that choosing how I was going to put my resources into the world. And there were consequences to that, as there always are. So I'm trying to embrace the words of criticism, trying to be aware of how I can be more aware of how I affect people, and be aware that I'm always growing. I'm always on the path. And I think that is that might be the overall awareness and the overall kind of takeaway from everything is that, and maybe that's what this is all for me, is a little bit of a piece of humble pie that, you know, on there's some times and places and areas and situations where I make a wise sounding Facebook post and people assume that I have certain amount of things figured out, and maybe I even start to believe it. And so it's nice to get reminded by people who know you well that, man, you've got a lot of work to do, bro. And it reminds me of my favorite story. I'm not sure if that's a fair statement. A story that I like very much. When I first moved into this place in Solana Beach, I started walking the shore. And it was the off season, and so I kept finding these cool shells. Not a ton of them, but I found a few of these really cool shells. And so I'm like, wow, these are rad. These are like from the, you know, you get in those shell shops. This is like so cool, and it's right here on the beach. And so I started walking every day and looking for these shells. But I realized I only found like two or three. I kept finding them, like, oh, but then they would be broken. And I found, oh, it's broken. Ah, oh, broken, 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 broken. I was like, gosh darn it. Why can't I find any perfect shells? And then I started to collect the broken ones. And I started to really notice them. And what happens is these shells, as they get like beaten up and beaten up, they start to kind of like, pieces of it start to break away. And then it starts to break away, so you have these like almost like holes through them. And then what you see all along the beach are these little rings of shells that have been beaten down, beaten down, beaten down. And what is left is this gorgeous little circle of shell. And so I started to collect these, and I've given them out as Burning Man gifts over the years, because to me this is this magical reminder. Because this perfect circle, this broken shell, is midway on its journey from its creation as a shell and its eventual battering, batting, batting down to sand. And this is midway on the path. And it's a reminder that all of us are always midway on the path. Forgive yourself. Forgive other people. Know you have a ways to go, and you've gone a long way already. Broken shells, perfect shells. We're all perfect, exactly where we're supposed to be. That being said, if you have any criticism for me or observations of things that you think I could do better, I will joyfully and gladly read them and perhaps even take it to heart. Thank you. I love you.